Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, May 8th. We start with breaking news. The House of Representatives has voted against ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson. Johnson will keep his job, despite the efforts of GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She filed the motion to vacate late this afternoon after weeks of threatening. The United Nations says no humanitarian aid has entered Gaza through key crossings today. Palestinian border authorities say no aid trucks entered the Kerem Shalom crossing, despite Israel's claims that it reopened today. A U.S. State Department spokesperson says the U.S. hasn't seen aid trucks move through the crossing due to, quote, logistical and security concerns on the ground. Palestinian border authorities say Israel also fired on a vehicle with Palestinian workers who were on their way to the crossing, injuring several people. Israel says it's reviewing the incident. It comes as new satellite images show Israel's offensive in Rafah has expanded from airstrikes to ground operations, which includes bulldozing.
Since I took office, we've added nearly 4,000 jobs in Racine. As I said earlier, we've added 178,000 in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate has hit a record low in Racine. Racine has seen some of the strongest new business growth in all of Wisconsin. And it's only just beginning.
That's President Joe Biden, who just announced a $3.3 billion investment from Microsoft to build a new data hub with a focus on artificial intelligence. He traveled to Wisconsin today to highlight his administration's efforts to invest in job growth. The news comes years after former President Donald Trump announced a $10 billion investment by tech manufacturer Foxconn on the same Wisconsin land. It promised to bring 13,000 jobs to the area, but that plan never materialized. Biden won Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes in 2020, and the state is going to be crucial to his re-election bid. CNN's Aaron Burnett has an exclusive interview with Biden airing tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The man accused of killing a Georgia nursing student in February has been indicted on charges of murder and aggravated assault with intent to rape. 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra was indicted on 10 counts total, including for allegedly peeping into another student's window on the same day as the murder. According to the indictment, Ibarra struck 22-year-old Lakin Riley with a rock and strangled her while she was out for a run. The public defender's office representing Ibarra declined to comment on the indictment. Ibarra is an undocumented immigrant from Venezuela, and the killing renewed debate on the country's immigration policies at the highest level, even while many researchers have found there's no connection between immigration and crime. A group of 95 people have filed a lawsuit saying they were sexually abused in juvenile detention centers across the state of Illinois. The suit alleges that state employees sexually abused them as children or failed to prevent their abuse between 1996 and 2017. According to results from the Department of Justice's National Survey of Youth in Custody, young people in juvenile justice facilities experience higher rates of sexual victimization than adults in prisons or jails. In a statement, the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice said it was aware of the lawsuit and noted the allegations occurred under prior administrations, adding that it has, quote, enacted policies and protocols to ensure the safety of youth and staff and identify any possible instances of abuse or misconduct. Coming up, can a giant vacuum help slow climate change?
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. The world's largest plant designed to suck planet heating pollution out of the air like a giant vacuum started operating today in Iceland. It's called Mammoth, and it's a technology designed to suck in air and strip out the carbon using chemicals. The carbon can then be injected deep beneath the ground, reused, or transformed into solid products. The Swiss company behind the plant's Climeworks plans to move the carbon underground where it'll be naturally transformed into stone, locking up the carbon permanently. The operation will be powered by Iceland's abundant clean geothermal energy. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.